What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Reality Kingdom, bitch! Where we put the real in reality or whatever.
Bitch is crazy. They gotta be bitches.
I'm your host, Sparrow. Y'all are awesome bitches. That's my co-host, Lee. Lee, how did you... Hold on, pause. Before we even get started, if you're new here, we're the Reality Kingdom. We put the real in reality. We cover reality shows. Go ahead and subscribe because you're going to love us. Thank you. Mwah. Lee, today we're here to discuss the first three episodes of The Goats on Amazon Freebie / Prime. The Goats. Say it. The Goats. So, I want to ask you, how did you feel about the first three episodes of this shit, girl? What's Tia?
I mean, how did I feel about the Davon show, is what you're saying?
Hold on! Shout out to Davon motherfucking Rogers.
She works for her check.
Been fucking with her since I was, literally, I was
Cadence age, bitch. literally. I feel like I grew up with Davon. I love me some Davon, and... She always proves why this reality TV shit is her bitch. Like, I need her on everything. I need her on Big Brother again. I need her on The Traitors. I need her back on The Challenge. I need her everywhere.
Drag Race is crazy. I really, really need her on The Traitors. But this is my issue.
I need her on The Traitors so bad.
This is my issue with Davon.
You got an issue with Davon?
This is my issue with Davon. One thing Davon gonna do is stress me the fuck out.
Look.
And it never, ever, ever fails. Every damn time. She has me pacing throughout the house, bitch. She has me on the phone crying. I'm yelling. I have never yelled at a girl like this.
That's what Davon will do to you. I remember literally, that reminds me, like, you know, my first season watching Big Brother was definitely BB15. I don't want to think about that. I watched BB16. I don't know. I was into it. I wasn't really into it. It was, you know, it was a back and forth. 17, I really, really enjoyed 17. And of course, mm-hmm. like everyone else, I stand Davon. Mm-hmm. When I tell y'all, I cried when she got evicted. I'm just like, I feel like literally watching Big Brother, I felt like, wow, Davon is the first person like me on reality TV, which is so sad. Mm-hmm. That's such a representation. Because, mm-hmm. good God, I gotta relate to a woman as a gay man. Because they don't pass damn near anybody on these shows. But at the time, yes, and her being literally the only black woman in that house. It's just like, mm-hmm. I loved her down. And at the time, I didn't watch season like that. So yeah. I'm watching the eviction episode. I'm thinking like, okay, she may have a chance to stay. Nah, I know that was all bullshit made up by production. She never had a chance to stay. So when she got those votes to go, girl, I was just absolutely gutted. And that is the Davon experience every single time.
Every damn time.
I mean, back in BB18, I was like, girl, she just got to get the jury.
That was the worst, Lee. That was the worst one for me. Big Brother 18 was the worst Davon experience for me, because Big Brother 7, honestly, if I'm being honest, you know, I knew a black person wasn't going to win in Big Brother 17.
No.
And then we got the Big Brother 18 cast, and I was like, Davon, Zakiya's here. It was a lot of color. A lot of Latinos was in the season. Jose was there. I was like, hold the damn phone. And she was one of the only four returnees, and I already knew in my mind, a returnee has never lost. Big Brother, at that point in Big Brother 18, a returnee had never lost after coming home. So I'm like, one of the four returnees is probably going to win. Davon, this nigga's here, girl.
Yeah.
But my best Davon experience is definitely The Challenge. Because
I love Davon.
I think she was made for The Challenge, which is crazy that she I don't think she prefers it. Don't know. Let me not speak for her. But I think she's made for The Challenge when it comes to actually being great at the show, and then also personality wise, like, she's genuinely good at challenges. She's like 3-1 in eliminations or something. She has a lot of elimination wins on The Challenge, and it's like, oh, stay over there because you stress me out everywhere. So yes, that's the Davon experience. If you haven't get into it. She was on 3 BBCs, and honestly BB22 wasn't that bad either. She had really, really she was doing well on Big Brother 22. Big Brother 22 was more so, fuck everybody else. Every other chance is like, Davon, please just be quiet. Please, I love you.
My All Stars, it was like, girl, I understand. And that's why I'm not shocked by what happens towards the end of episode 3. Because, like, it's always a wild ride with Davon. It is. But if you hear, bitch, we gonna keep rooting for her until the fat lady sings.
Until the wheels fall off, child. But, Lee, how do you like it in general, though? How do you like the show? It's a new show. It just came out.
I really, really like it. I feel like it's easily comparable to House of Villains. I noticed that the editing is the same. House of Villains really leans into, like, the comedy aspect. Mm-hmm. But me personally, and I've tweeted this several times, I do not like House of Villains. I feel like it's too silly. The best thing about the cast was New York and Omarosa. And even then, they felt like every time they spoke, it was forced and acting. They're all playing up the villain role, and it's just icky. I stopped watching halfway through. I saw that Bananas almost won, so clearly I needed to. The fuck was that? But I think it's more comparable to House of Villains, and I think it's better than House of Villains. I really do. I think the comedy aspect, it's actually funny. I actually laughed a few times while watching, and I think that it's actually bringing, like, this strategic element, and I like it more than the Traitors in that particular standpoint. I feel like after watching a few seasons of The Traitors, you see that there's a huge difference between the faithful and the traitor game. It puts them on different playing fields. So it's just a different experience to watch. I feel like while I'm watching this feels like it could be like a Big Brother or a challenge format where strategy, everyone's on the same playing field, and strategy is kind of like the main way to navigate the game. At least that's what Davon is definitely trying to make sure happens. But I don't know, I just like that a little bit better, because like I said, the disconnect on the Traitors, I feel like I hate sometimes, is that, you know, the Traitors have that one up, and not all your faves are Traitors. In this situation, it's like everyone kind of is staying on the same level, and we get to see them work out how to play this game. So I find that really, really fun. I think that this is something that I would like to see keep going, honestly.
Honestly, I agree with that. I'm glad you said it, because I wasn't really thinking heavily on it, but one of the things that I do like about it is the structure, the format, because so far what we see is there's a safety competition and immunity competition. You win immunity, and then there's teams. The house is split into teams, and then those teams have to play against each other, and the losing team, any of those people can get voted out. And it's like, that concept has been consistent these first three episodes, and it's like, if that's the structure, it's like, first of all, it's kind of new, because it's new because the teams are different every round. So it's not like any other show that's out. It's unique in its own right. And then also, like you said, everyone has a chance to like what Davon is doing, like, we could just throw this competition, and I have safety, so I'm gonna make sure I can do this. And it's like, it's really giving an opportunity for everyone to kind of have a different type of strategy and dynamic. I love, of all the shows that have been coming out recently, like, I really love this structure. And then I started watching Claim to Fame. I like the Claim to Fame structure too, because it's so unique. It's different. It's never been done before. We see a lot of repeat Big Brothers, because wasn't House of Villains like kind of just the Big Brother format, like someone won a comp and nominated people type stuff. It's like, this is really its own thing. Like, they're in different groups of people every single time, in a way. So, very interesting. I like it so far. But we can just get into the episodes. Period. So, starting it off on the premiere, we had got the cast. Let me bring the cast up so we can discuss some of the cast. Some of the people know each other. It seems like it kind of doesn't matter that people know each other, now that the game has started going on. At first, I was like, oh, this is going to be important. But is it? So, boom, this is the cast. 14 people, beautiful faces, beautiful gowns. I only knew Davon, who we talked about.
Right.
Wendell, winner of Survivor Ghost Island. And I liked him on there. I heard some tea about him outside of the show. And then Reza. And I only knew Reza from the Traitors. And he went home first. So I don't really know him a lot. I kind of just knew a little of his personality. Didn't know none of these other holes.
Honestly, I will say, other than Davon, I really do enjoy the cast. If you watch the first episode, you already know Tasia wanted them out, but I really enjoy Tasia. I love Jill. I love CJ.
I love CJ too. I love Paola as well. I really like Paola a lot.
I do love Paola. I mean, once again, the men are usually just boring. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like it sucks that Joey didn't make it past episode one because I think he would have been really interesting. I don't find Tech that interesting at all. Wendell, mm-hmm. I'm iffy on Wendell.
I like Wendell because he's going to play the game. Right, and that's enough for me.
But I don't like that it's against my sister Devon. You need to lock in with Devon. And I don't know
we're gonna get there one day.
I don't like Reza or Alyssa Edwards at all.
What I love that Alyssa Edwards could give us is
I'm sorry. I like Alyssa Edwards. I don't like Justin Johnson.
I know that's the fuck, right.
I know what it is about these gay men that feel like they need to get bucked with my good sister Devon, but buck up to a real man, okay? Because I'm getting sick of it. Because what was that one man in the challenge that bucked up at her? What was his name? Shane, that old queen. It's always the old queens too.
Gag him, please. I'm so sick of it.
You know, I didn't like Reza going into it because, you know, there's a clip circulating around. He's calling Devon Quadzilla and Gutter, just trashing her game. And it's just like,
and he was already a little weird from what I saw.
He is a weirdo. That's why I was like, these Bravo men, I just feel like, I just cannot. But I will say, just not even from Bravo, but still, Reza, he just gives me. Mm-hmm. But I've seen like other Bravo men in other places, and I'm just like, y'all do a lot. Y'all mm-hmm. give a lot.
I like that Justin gives something a lot of the times, and Reza a little bit. Like, what I hate about these shows with the men is that mostly straight men give nothing, and it kind of pisses me off. Like, Tech, you're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's actually very bothersome. Like, why are you here, just sitting here? And I like that Justin can provide something to the show, even if it's something to dislike, honestly.
Well, I don't need him to provide that. Get up on my face.
Period.
Or it's going to be a problem. I think Devon is clearly the most hated this season. I like, you know, she ran this shit. Like, she's the star of this first season. Definitely. It's like how Sari introduced the traitors. I feel like Devon mm-hmm. is ushering in the GOAT.
Yeah,
and it's very evident. Like, the people like are all talking about Devon. Mm-hmm. Hopefully she stays a little bit longer, because to me she's making the show. I don't know how it's gonna go if she leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just have to see.
So we started it off, and we found out that Lauren and Joey know each other mm-hmm. from somewhere.
Love Is Blind. He's okay, on the circle. They're both on the Netflix. So, you know, they were in the same circles.
And Tayshia and Joe are both from The Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. So they also know each other. And that one actually put a pin in the Tayshia and Joe.
Girl, because that becomes very important. Yeah, that is definitely important. Tayshia's hilarious.
Just note that. I really love her. I really do. But anyways, we get introduced to the fact that each round is going to be themed off of, you know, concepts of reality shows. Because, of course,
I also find very camp.
It is. What I wish was it was a little bit more serious. A part of me feels like this show can really be a, like you said, Big Brother, Survivor type of competition show where it's actually serious. And I hate that it's just a little unserious. Like, even the challenge, you could have amped it up. Like, y'all in the pool and shit.
I think it's the budget. It's two things. I feel like it's them leaning into the comedy, because that makes it a little bit unserious. And then it's the budget. Because if you notice, they're literally just doing everything in the backyard.
They're in the backyard. Nothing in the backyard. They're in the backyard. And the first one, it's like plastic wooden stumps they got from Target, and plastic poles they got from the Target.
It's giving DIY, bitch. It's giving DIY.
Very much so. So they have to stand.
When they get renewed for season two, maybe the budget will come.
I would love that, because the whole idea is this first round is survival shows. And so they're doing like a Survivor-esque competition. And this really is Survivor-esque. They have to stand one leg on the pole and balance something. And it's like, this is what they're doing in Survivor. We standing on shit, balancing shit. Very similar. So I love it. I just wish the budget was there, because it could have literally been a Survivor actual competition, no shade. And it's like, ooh, that would have made it even more interesting. Or if, like, when they get to the Big Brother type weeks, they literally have them in booths with true or false. Like, it would be like,
ooh, what would they do for the Big Brother week? That'd be fun.
That would be really interesting. So, but I love it. I still love the idea. So they have to stand on the pole, one-legged balance something. Wendell was like, I'm going to throw it because, you know, he's strategic from Survivor. He doing his thing. But we see that Tayshia wins the immunity challenge. And I was a little bit surprised because I was like, girl, ain't you from The Bachelor? You ain't even playing on these comp. Well, I guess. And she kind of says it. She's like, The Bachelor. It kind of is like The Bachelor because it's like you're competing for love. It's like you're actually trying to strategically be the one who gets the rose because then you win the game. And she kind of said it is a little bit competitive, but I don't know. It was still interesting. Like all these people here, and she won, but she ate that up. So Tayshia wins the immunity challenge. She's the GOAT, and that means she can't be voted off for this round. Then we see later that night, they go in the house and we see Queen Devon get to work.
Mother Vaughn
gets to work. And we see her like socializing, strategizing, making bonds. So Devon tells Jason and Jill that the three of them are really good. They're all she trusts right now. And three of them can really get together, work together. And the other person who's on some time, strategic time, is Joey. And he was from The Circle, so it makes sense. He was right. From a strategy show. So Joey's telling Lauren and CJ, Lauren, who he knows, and CJ, he's like, the three of us could really link up and make an alliance type thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why I was getting kind of interested, because I'm saying what Devon's doing over here, I'm saying what Joey's doing over here. It just felt like this cast at first was starting to pick up on, okay, the strategy side of it. And that's why I was saying in retrospect, like, honestly, Devon should not have allowed Joey to go. But I just feel like he is one of the people that's going to be on a type of strategic timing.
Yeah.
And she needs more people like that in the cast to be able to, you know, distract from what she's doing. Because once you take out Joey, I mean, we'll see. We'll get into it. But she's the main
She's basically the only one doing stuff. Because, like, even this first episode, it's only Joey and then only Devon. That's really all we see doing kind of, like, a lot of strategizing. Mm-hmm. And I do think what you're saying is true. Like, she really probably should have kept him in hindsight. I think she's thinking, he my biggest threat. And he got to go.
And also, and Jason was a number for her. So it's definitely understandable. It's just like, it sucks that, like, we'll just get into it. We'll get into it more.
Yeah.
I'll bring it up now.
So another pair of people who know each other is Devon and Wendell. They know each other from the CBS streets, both from CBS shows. And they have a discussion that they shouldn't have to just talk. We're good. We have each other back. That's it. Agreement. Make it quick. Well, whenever we talk.
At this point, I don't want an agreement. I don't want an unspoken agreement. Mm-hmm. None of you hoes loves that shit no more. I can't stand that.
It's honestly giving me trauma.
At this point, let's speak. I need a spoken agreement. I need to speak every hour. It does need to be said, bitch. No, it does need to be said. Because clearly, you don't know how to act when it's not said.
He's spilling. Next thing, the Bravo girls. Bravo girls always work with each other every time they're on.
And that's the thing. I loved it in the Traitors. I just don't like Reza. And I'm actually so happy that Reza left early, because seeing him here, I would have hated him on the Traitors.
He's very not likable.
I really do not like his personality. And it's like Justin Johnson, it's more so of a, like, you're right. I like Justin in the way of like, I can drag him that happily. Like, you know, he's needed for that. Reza is not needed, and it's no shade at all. He is so not needed. I don't know. Like, I'm just like, I don't like him. He gives try too hard. He gives, he's like 90, and he's acting like he's 16. I just don't, I don't get him as a person at all.
You're actually eating him up in a lot of good ways.
I just really don't. I just get a nasty.
I think with Reza, it gives child. You hit it on the spot. 90, but acting for 13. It gives childish with Reza. Honestly, all the situations that Justin has been in, I think it's almost a little just more genuine. I think Reza is like fake mad or being extra mad every time it's extra. I genuinely think Justin was upset, low key. And I think
Reza stands. I'm sorry, girl. You have to drag me.
I mean, you just gonna have to drag. Awesome. But Bravo girls, all the Bravo girls are very extra, I will say. That's like but a common
trait. Some are good. Like, I don't mind a little extra. I really don't. Because they mind is extra. That's my sister. I don't like the weird fakeness extra that I feel like he radiates. It just gives you try too hard. Like I said, it's like you try too hard at your big age.
Ooh, you eating him up.
Well, don't compliment him. Godzilla.
So, Jill, Reza, and Kristen are all from Bravo. Mm-hmm. Because Reza was on Shots of Sunset, Jill was on Housewives, and Kristen was on Vanderpump Rules. What the fuck is Vanderpump Rules?
So,
is it an old Lisa show Vanderpump, or is it currently on?
I know Lisa Vanderpump was on one of the Housewives franchise, and she got a spinoff with her family, Vanderpump Rules. And so, that's that franchise.
Okay, congratulations. Joe and Tayshia, they have their little Bachelor's Alliance going on. They're kind of reiterating it. And it's more similar to kind of the Davon and Wendell thing. They're actually discussing, we got each other's back. We're good. Boom. We get to the elimination challenge. So Tosh.0 comes in, lets us know. Him being
love
the
host, Tosh.0.
Him being the host, I'm serious in himself.
And that's why I think I do find it so funny, because I actually watched Tosh.0 a lot as a kid. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, random. But Tosh.0 is so much better than Ridiculousness, and it's no shade.
No,
it's
you clock that.
It's no shade, but that's why I think it's actually hilarious. I think he's funny, and I play every joke he's made. I actually laugh at it. It's no shade.
Ridiculousness was literally just America's Funniest Home Videos, which I didn't like that either that much.
Yeah.
It was literally just that, but hosted by Deer Dick, whatever the name mm-hmm. is, Rob Deer Dick, and it's like. Tosh.0, I liked the little skits and shit on that. I really did like Tosh.0. And Tosh is just
he's
funny.
Funny. He is funny.
He's not.
Chanel West Coast.
Definitely not her. Definitely not him. Elimination challenge. We find out that they have to be split up in teams, and the person who wins the GOAT chooses the teams. Now, this might be the thing that they might need to tweak. I don't know yet, but in you know, thinking of strategy games, if there is an ability for the GOAT to be the one to choose the teams, if there is an alliance created and it's a big alliance, it's very easy to just ensure that there's two people who are on the outside on one side, two people on the outside on the other side. So you always have options to take out someone on the bottom. And then also it's just a vote. And it's like, if there's a majority alliance, they could just knock out anyone who's on the bottom.
And that's exactly what Davon and them were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that's something that they figure out. I will say, like I said, I also think with it being reality contestants, that it probably will not get to that level. Yeah. But it is possible that it can at some point. Like, because these people are just so chaotic, like, they're not going to get on the same court like that. But, like, it could eventually happen if this keeps going. So, yeah, you're right. Like, they definitely should look into tweaking that just a bit. Because, like you said, Davon literally tried to do that episode 3. It didn't work. Yeah. But it's like, if it did, that could have been really boring if they got their way continuously.
Yeah, and it only didn't work because she was on the different page of the other strategic person. And the issue is they probably will continue to get people from strategy games. Even if it is just people from the circle, they're probably smart enough, like Joey, to enact that type of strategy. And if it's just two people from strategy games on the same accord, you could get a very boring season very quickly unless you switch up that format. So that's the one about it. But hey, we're doing good this season. Tayshia, she's the one who decides the teams, and she chose her team to be Jill, CJ, Reza, Joe, Tech, and Davon this episode. And then everyone else was on the other team, and they have to compete in this. The challenge is like very ABC. They're in the pool. They're at a pool. They have to create floaties so that two of the members can go across to the other side of the pool. And then it's like a raft, and they go across the raft, and then they have to grab something for the person on the other side of the pool to unlock a treasure chest. The first team to unlock the treasure chest wins.
And that's another reason why, like, I still like the show despite, like, the quote-unquote budget issue with the challenges, is because, like, with the challenges having stakes, it's, like, it's interesting in a way. Like, they're actually fighting for something to have some type of power. Whereas, like, a show like The Traitors, it's, like, none of those challenges ever really mean anything. We're kind of just there for the mess of who's figuring out who the traitors are. Whereas with this one, it's like I said, it's more so on that Big Brother Survivor strategic level of, I want to win a competition to have power so I can strategically move myself forward in the game. So it's like, it's a really important competition, even though it's very, very silly. But I still like that a little bit too. I feel like it's a little bit more equitable in that way as well.
Yeah, I agree. What I feel like they should do is, well, I don't know what they should do, but something I was thinking is maybe, you know, at the beginning of the game, the first four or so rounds, we do the teams thing. But when we get down to like 12 people left, just start doing duo challenges. So there's duos here and there that are in the challenges. And then towards the end game, it's all individual. So we can go from teams to duos to individual challenges and then try to do it like that to where I feel like it'll mix up the possibility of just this gang up growing, like ganging up on people. Because if it's duos, it's like it's harder to gang up if both of the people are safe or if four of the people are safe, and then it's a little harder. Because with teams, you could just throw it. But if this was a duos round when Davon was trying to throw it, it's like you can't make whoever Justin pairs up with throw it and you can't get what you want. So it could prevent some OP shit. So maybe they should maybe switch the format when you get to less people in the game.
I feel like they definitely will.
Me too.
Because you can't do teams all the way down. I mean, yeah, I guess you can technically, but it's like, I feel like this is a show that's going to have to switch that at some point. Like, it could, like, literally, it could become a worse situation where it's like, well, the GOAT, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of things that they could do.
Because there's a GOAT challenge.
And but then if they take it with a team format, they could switch it up every single week into something individually just as interesting, which would cause a lot of new drama. So they should probably look into that. I would definitely, like, now that you said that, I would hate if they, like, do teams all the way to, like, top six type shit.
Yeah, that would be weird.
You know what I always find interesting about new shows, too? How does this show end? Like, you know, Survivor is the final three, The Weather is the final two, The Traitor is the final four, Fire Making. Like, what?
There's a vote on Big Brother.
How many people are going to be in the finale? How do you decide a winner?
Is it a challenge?
Is it a challenge? Like, and if it is team format all the way to the end, how is that going to work? That's why I don't think it is, but we just have to see, child. This is a new ride.
A part of me feels like it might be a challenge, but I think this show would work more if it was a vote for kind of the winner to be the GOAT. Because it's vote-based, because you're voting every single round to evict, part of me just feels like you should vote for the winner as well. Like, the challenge is challenge-based. You play a challenge to take people out of the game, and then you play a challenge to win. But with Survivor and Big Brother, you vote. So if they make the final thing a challenge, it's kind of going to piss me off, because, like, y'all voted all season. It should be a vote to win. That's why Survivor and Big Brother is a vote to win.
I agree with that. Also, these challenges are not serious enough. Like, it works in the challenge because the final challenge is this big, huge thing. And it's like, you know, the challenge can be quote-unquote unfair because we know what the challenge is. This, like you said, this is more strategy, more voting. So far, every challenge we've seen has been very simple. So, like, I feel like anyone, depending on what that last challenge will be, if you're an athletic person, you know, it can be something that you can beast through.
The stakes will be so low. The stakes will be so low if the winner of this is a challenge. The winner should literally be a vote. It should be a vote to win. And it's like, I kind of don't want that because the girls don't like Davon. So if she makes it to the end and then they randomly spring upon them, all right, this is Big Brother format last week. We're voting for a winner. And it's like, Davon, you just pissed everybody in the damn season. And they are not voting you. And it's like,
oh my God, it pissed me off.
Maybe you got to consider other things. They're definitely not, because right now, by the end of this, the girls are the only people who like her, and then we know she gets in arguments with some of the other girls. Oh, my sister! Maybe it's not a vote. Maybe it's a challenge. She could eat somebody up in hall, bro.
Right.
Let's hope for that. So, they do the little raft challenge. Orange team wins, but they cheated because they made two rafts, or the raft wasn't enough to...
Yeah, the raft have to hold 50% of the person, and they were just...
Laying on a what are they called?
Them little pool noodles.
Noodles. They're laying on two noodles. Please. So they got disqualified from the challenge, which means Tayshia's team actually won. Davon was hype. And Davon, we'll see with these challenges. Davon is very hype on these challenges. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. And pinning that.
Davon, you
gotta be consistent. So that leaves the vulnerable people to be up for elimination are Paola, Kristen, Lauren, Justin, Wendell, Jason, and Joe. When we get back to the house, we immediately see Joey talking to Tayshia and Joe, talking about, look, we should all vote out the weaker people. Go ahead and get them out because it's better for everyone since this is a team format. So if you have stronger people that are able to play on your team, it'll be good. He's thinking Survivor. Is what it kind of feels like. I love the way he was thinking. I kind of wish he didn't go, because it's like we would have had three people strategizing and not a bunch of flops like everybody else.
Oh my God.
But hey, It happened. Like, if Jason would have went, it would have been so much better because Jason ain't gonna do nothing all season. And yeah, I remember saying that.
I was like, oh my God, I want Jason to say I like him. But, like, girl, he ain't give shit in episode 2 or 3. Joey would have been in the mix.
Yeah, 100%. We see Wendell, and he talks to Jill and Reza, and he's basically like, we should maybe try to get some people together to kind of get a vote together and figure out who we're going to vote. And Jill is the one who suggests Jason. Mm-hmm. And then we see Jason talk to Reza, and they discuss how Jason has heard his name, and he's the only other name he's heard is Joey. So the names of the night are Jason or Joey. And then we see Queen Devon.
Devon, gotta get her way.
Gotta get her way. So Devon is like, look, Jason, how do you feel about Joey? And he lets her know, those are the only two names I know. And she's like, look, I got your back. We just gotta make sure that you can stay. And the way that you can stay is if me and you, we do this together. We got this. Take on a Joey boat and we move along. So then Devon, there's a montage of Devon
talking to everybody in Devon, but she is playing this game. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all, because if you remember Beauty 17, she was in the Majority Alliance first week. BB 18, she created the Majority Alliance.
Yeah.
BB 22, she still finds herself in a pretty great position working with some of the more dominant players that season. So we usually see Devon. She's a great social player. People usually love her. She can find herself in a great
early on. They usually love her.
I just think I'll go ahead and get it out now because we definitely won't get into it. But like, I think with Devon is that she gets so caught up in playing the game that she lets these social connections go away. Because throughout this first episode, we see she's talking to a lot of people. A lot of people love Devon. And like, when she is speaking to these people about what they're going to do with the vote, they're receptive and they listen. The person that she wants to go home goes home because she made it so. But like I said, I think Devon gets so caught up in the game of it all. And like, it's funny because she had a confessional. She's like, you know, this is not Big Brother. You know, I'm here to lie, scheme, da, 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 da. Like, I'm here to get the money. I'm just like, no, she's no shade, Devon. But like, girl, you play like this in Big Brother too. It was very much like this. She gets so game oriented that it's all game. Yeah. And we'll get into some of the newbies who don't know how to play game. But these are some of the same complaints she's received in Big Brother. This is definitely some of the same things people said, because I feel like when she gets in her head about the game, she does not keep up her social relationships, but she expects the social relationship she's already created to still be with her, even while she's doing all these things. But it's like, if you're not maintaining that relationship, they're not going to really do that. So it is really unfortunate, because I do feel like it's no shade. Even if she was playing with a bunch of vets, they probably would have started saying the same thing. Because Devon, she goes. When she hit the gas running, she just runs. Ain't no stopping it. And it's so impressive, because we see that she can hold so much power. Yeah. Like I said, she created multiple Majority Alliances in Big Brother, but it's just like, she just can't control it.
That's the thing with her. It's like, control it, Devon, control it. And then she almost doesn't want to. And it's like, oh, Lord, Queen. But we get to the elimination, and honestly, and this is another issue. And it's no shade, love my sister, but she's honestly just not, you know, always that on top of things. You know, when you get to the best players of these type of strategy games, it would have never been a 7-7 vote. And she got blindsided on one of these votes. And it's like, damn, like you do good, but you're not on top of things the way you need to be on top of things, how these legends be on top of things. She's still a legend in her own right. But when we get to the elimination, we find out that she had been pushing for Joey to go. And it was in a way where I was like, it's going to be unanimous. And then we get to the vote, and it's 7-7. And it's like, oh, you weren't eating that up the way I thought you was eating it up. And it's no shade. So it gets down to 7-7. And then we find out if it's a tie, the GOAT is the person who decides to go home. What do you think of that? Do you think the GOAT should decide in a tie?
I mean, I just feel like, this is my thing. I don't think the GOAT should be voting. If the GOAT is safe, they shouldn't be voting.
Okay. They should decide in a tie. If they're not voting, but it's a tie, I like
get
that.
The point. And the thing is, because Tayshia's Tayshia, and we see how her logic helps her in the second episode. Because immediately I was just thinking, well, the GOAT already voted. They're just going to vote the person they already voted out. Why would you not do that? Mm-hmm. But hey, literally the first episode, someone proved me the fuck wrong and didn't do that. But I do feel like most people would do that. I would do that. Yeah. I wanted you out. Why would you not? Why would you vote me out if you vote me out for real?
a part of me is okay with it because otherwise the GOAT doesn't have any power. They're just, all they have is immunity. It's safety.
And you choose the teams.
And you choose, yeah. Never mind.
So you set up who's vulnerable.
Yeah, never the fuck mind. Well, you set up potentially who's vulnerable. So never mind. I actually don't care, but I will say, if there isn't a designated person to decide to tie, then I don't know how the fuck they would decide to tie. So I'm glad it's a person deciding it. I think what you're saying might be right. They just shouldn't have a vote initially. They should just have immunity and they can choose the teams, but they can't vote. Because even if their team loses, they're safe. So it doesn't matter if they could vote. So you're right. That's what it should be. Hopefully they fix that next season. Thank you. So yes, we see it tied. Tayshia initially voted out Jason, and we saw Joey working on Tayshia. They had this building bond, building relationship. So I think he did help her save him initially. But when it came to the tie, she was like, honestly, at the end of the day, he's just a better player. I think it was more so like, you ate me up. I'll save you. I get it. You made a lot of valid points. But when the opportunity is kind of right in your face, and it's like, why would I? It's almost like, why would I vote out Jason? It's Joey, and then it's Jason. And that was kind of her description. She was thinking strategically. And that's why I kind of liked her, because she was basically like, Joey has to go because he's more smart. And I kind of liked that. I was like, okay.
Definitely. I know me, if I would have already been thinking that. If I felt that when I had the ultimate power, then when I voted, I still would have voted that way. You know, because that means she wanted him out. She wanted Jason out, basically unsure if he was going to go or not. It seems. I don't know. It's just
Or maybe she did. Maybe she did think Jason was going to go, and then when she found out that Joey didn't have votes, she was like, "Oh, he could just go." So part of me kind of wants to know, like, did you think Jason had the votes and he was just going to go home? Because a lot of people did vote him. Yeah. So maybe she just could have got confused with the numbers and was like, "Oh, he's probably going home anyways." But then whole time it was a tie. But that'd be interesting to know if there's like exit interviews and stuff. I guess I should watch that shit, because
I feel like there aren't. There would have been some.
It's the very first season of the show. I'm pretty sure there aren't. But I'm interested. Maybe she'll put it on Twitter. So this leads us into episode 2. Joey went home first, and then we head to episode 2. And we start off very early with CJ and Lauren, because they had a 3-person alliance with Joey. And now it's just 2 of them, CJ and Lauren, and they're trying to name it. And honestly, this alliance is bullshit.
But that's what I was going to say. Like, it's so funny because she approaches Lauren and she's like, I have an idea of what we should name our trio. I'm like, where's Joey? He's gone. And then it's so funny.
And the trio is crazy. Shit
on the screen. Like, I don't know how you can have a trifecta if one of them gone, but play on the CJ face.
You really cannot. But I really like CJ, because CJ is here to play the game. And I do enjoy that aspect. I love that she's trying to name an alliance, even though she's not gonna be loyal to it. And I love what she does on episode 3, even though it's against my faith. Because it's like, you're at least playing the game, you know? Like what Devon said, like, we're here to play a game. So I really like that part of CJ, because there's a lot of people here who aren't really here to do that. And it's unfortunate. And you know what? Hot take. I don't think Justin is one of those people who's not here to play the game like that. I think he's just trying to be, what is it called? Above it all, if that makes sense. He was playing the game himself. Let's get to it, because it's in this episode, actually. So
it's funny, because when I was rewatching it, I literally thought the same thing. I was like, this is a form of playing the game, what he does. But
he is, but I will say, I guess in his defense, he never said he wasn't playing the game. Davon's the one who said he didn't want to play the game. In his defense, he never said, I'm not here. But he was just angry at the way she was playing. And it's like, you playing too, but like, what's the tea? But I don't think he's in that category of flop people who's not playing, which is interesting, because it's like, he's kind of the main other side of that Devon coin.
It's just like what he represents, though, because it's like they are
playing. Yeah,
they are playing. It's just emotionally. It's way more that's emotionally what it is. Driven, and so their thoughts get clouded.
That's what it is. So this episode, we see that there is a girls' alliance. So all of the girls are in an alliance together. They all are also staying in the same room. So everybody in that room is basically in a conversation about how all the girls need to sit together. We could easily do this. The boys are already outnumbered. All we got to do is vote together. Very, very simple. Very, very simple. Yeah. You would think.
But it's never that simple. And Devon, she clocked immediately when she got invited into it. She was like, well, I'm not going to stick with this, because she know good and damn well.
She's been in the girls' alliance.
These girls' alliances, they don't stick They don't work out. They never do. Which I will say is interesting because I feel like that does become her main power structure that she tries to use in episode 3. But just in general, I mean, it didn't work because one of the girls flipped, which is exactly what she thought was going to happen. So it's like, you really cannot trust these girls' alliances. It's not going to work out. But what I did like is that it seemed like Paula was the one pushing it. I was like, okay, Kyle Powell, I'm about to get me an alliance, baby.
It was. She led that conversation. And Paula's very active, I feel. And she's another one who's like, she's actually playing the game. That's why, like, another part of me, when Daybon was saying the things she was saying about them not wanting to play the game, a part of me was like, I mean, not necessarily. Because even Joe, when he heard his name, he was like, I'm not going home. And it's like, I don't know. Like, they're doing a lot more than I usually see people where they literally are just sitting there. All of the girls are in an alliance. The gay boys and Wendell are in an alliance together. Joe is like, you're not going to say my name. He's flipping people against each other. And Justin is playing the game. So it's like, in reality, the reason the show is good is because there's literally sides. There's two sides of this house. And it's like, that don't happen in a season unless the bitch is playing in some format. I just think, like you said, they're very emotional. They're very new.
Like Daybon is very experienced because she's playing Big Brother, she played the challenge, and she's showing that experience. Like someone like Wendell, he's a Winner Survivor, and he's not really showing that experience. He's trying to like mellow out with
blend
him.
In.
And Daybon, she's leading the charge, and I think that's another huge thing too. Is that there's a concept of you cannot play at a higher level than the people that you're playing around. So while they are playing, it's you know, Daybon is miles ahead of game knowledge than them. So it seems like she's just this.
So it creates a huge threat level.
Yeah.
And that's, Daybon's never really been great at managing her threat level. Because even when she's not even that much of a threat in comparison to the people in the game, she still is seen as one of the biggest threats in the game. And it's like, she kind of consistently does that. And it's like, that's something I wish she would do differently when she would come on these shows. It's like, manage your threat level because you don't have to be seen as this biggest threat. Because honestly, Daybon, even though Daybon's doing the most, she's seen as the biggest threat, and she's not. It's Wendell. Wendell won a whole show. Daybon ain't won shit. No shade, love her. But it's like in reality.
You don't have to do what I'm saying like that. Don't drag you like how I dragged Alyssa.
In reality, Daybon shouldn't be seen as the biggest threat, and she is because she's not good at managing her threat level. And Wendell is seen as nothing right now because he's managing his threat level so well. And he just ran the last vote. I guess we'll see how it goes. But it's like, so anyways, we see that CJ, and this is another interesting thing. CJ never was really fucking with the Girls Alliance, which is another reason why I kind of like am okay with her decision later on. Because she immediately says, well, Tayshia, you told me you was voting Jason, and you didn't. You voted out.
She said, I did vote Jason.
Okay, but
did you vote it out Joey? Well, baby, it's a game.
Now that was funny. But that was funny. But I think CJ's point, which it comes in handy later, is the fact that you ain't loyal. So why the fuck would I work with? Why would I work with you? You told me you was gonna do something. You did something else. So when it comes down to the decision, it's like, why would I work with a bunch of girls when one of them already lied to me?
And that's the problem why these girls' alliances really don't work, is because they unite based off of them being women. And they all have their own games that they want to play. And it doesn't usually align with the overall women majority. So I'm not shocked. Because one of the first connections we saw was with Joey, who's a man. Yeah. And then we get a really good connection with Justin in this episode. Now, I will say she was in a trifecta with Lauren. So, girl, you could have still stuck with that girl code, but it's very clear.
But it was Justin or Lauren, and her relationship with Justin just seemed more deeper. But also, and on the flip side of when it comes to boys' alliances, like you said, boys' alliances don't form just because they're boys, even though it seems like it is. It's only usually alpha boys. Mm-hmm. It's the boys who relate to each other. If there was a group of women who genuinely related to each other and it was just that subsection, it would actually probably work out. It's not just every boy in the house every season. It's usually just four strong alpha men.
They're going to put every girl in the alliance, and that's the main problem.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Every girl in the house is in the alliance. Girl, no.
Like, every girl in the house don't even like each other, or it might not even get along. So that's why it probably didn't work, but we moved. We got to the GOAT challenge of this episode, and this was a trivia game. Wait, what's the theme of this episode? I forgot. It was Bravo. Because the whole thing was, we're going to get
dragged through the mud.
So we're going to drag you through the mud. So the trivia game was going to be reality trivia, but also pop culture trivia. So you just got to know trivia in general. So you can either, if you know the answer, you can write it down and stay there. If you don't know the answer, on the other side of the mud pit that you got to crawl through, there's three answer choices that you could go check and see if you can get it right. Now, I love this competition. I really did like this. And this was one that you couldn't tell it was low budget because they kind of covered up all of the low budget looking items, like the random pool in the background. It was like a mud pit and it looked like real and there was like obstacles you got to go under. And it was
because the first one. That's sent to me. I was watching on my rewatch. I'm like, are they really swimming with these rafts in the pool?
Literally the pool. Like, okay.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Who, what Airbnb did they rent out for this?
Literally. So this competition, the trivia, I was like, oh my God, I wonder if I could have won this one. Well, I would have went home on, I would have got out the first round because they was asking what the home to the Chicago clubs was. And I said, what was it that we were saying?
I said Fenway.
Fenway. We were both saying Fenway, and it was Wrigley Field. We would have been out round.
Out, down. Don't know shit about
sports. But every other question, I knew. And I wouldn't even have to go through that.
I don't remember. I remember.
I got you. Who collabed, chat, who collabed with Ariana Grande on hit song Rain On Me?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga! Duh!
People you know, answering Cardi B.
It's because they look old.
Who else was on there? Beyonce.
And Lady Gaga. It was Lady Gaga. I would have got that. Next one was, what movie star showed off hip thrusting with Madonna in the White House? Before I saw the options, I said John Travolta.
And
the reason I said that, because I was thinking Madonna time of age, when Madonna was around. Who else was around? And then I immediately thought John Travolta because I knew he was in some movie about music. Mm-hmm. And Grease. I didn't know it was Grease, but I know it's Grease now. So I said John Travolta. When they went and saw the answer choices, I saw it there. And I was like, boom, would have ate that up.
You could have won. You could have been the GOAT.
No, because I would have got out with Wrigley Field. Unless I would have whispered and be like, hey, what's the answer?
Right. What is it, girl? What is it?
Or if I leaned over. Including wisdom teeth, how many teeth do you have? I literally counted my teeth because I wouldn't have gotten that mud. No need. Just count your teeth. It's 32. And how many pawns are in a game of chess? Bitch, I play chess.
Yeah. 16. So I wouldn't know none of this shit.
I would have ate that up. So Tayshia was doing very, very good at this, which is interesting because, you know, later on what happens. And it's also interesting because she won the first one. And she was basically like, I'm going to throw this one. Damn. She really
she
played
herself. She shouldn't have thrown it.
She probably could have won. She was doing very, very well. But she said she was going to throw it, so she threw it. And then we see that CJ wins the GOAT Challenge, and she gets the ability to choose the teams. Great for her.
Yeah.
This is when we see Justin basically say, look, CJ just won the GOAT. This is my time to play the game. Make a bond with her. Boom. So he literally pulls her aside to outside, and they have a seems like it was probably a long conversation, but it was very deep about how Justin is a gay man, and he talks about his experiences as being that, and CJ has two gay dads, and so she feels like she could really, really relate to him, and I was like, oh, gag! Love
it
that
was
for
such
her.
An interesting conversation, because I'm thinking like, oh, she must just be this huge Drag Race fan, because as she was talking, she just thought she could... She could really relate to him, and she like she just really was like attracted to him as a person, and then she revealed that she has two gay dads. I'm like, that makes so much sense. I feel like I've never seen a grown adult who was raised by two of the same gender. That's very interesting. Yeah. I feel like we don't really see that representation a lot, but it definitely makes sense that she's down with the gays and the drag queens. Like, it makes 100% sense. But it was just like, that was a really beautiful moment. I love me some CJ. I really do.
Yeah, me too. And it goes back to, like we said, you work with people who you actually relate to a little bit more. And it, like, it just really makes sense of her decision in the end of the thing. In the end of this. So they make this really deep bond. They're very deeply connected. Put a pin in that. We get to the Elimination Challenge, and she chooses her team. She chooses Paola, Justin, Devon, Social Queen, Joe, and Tayshia as her team. And then the other team is everybody else.
I saw the team differences. I was like, it looked pretty uneven, so I'm not sure.
The other team was like, it was like a bunch of tall. Wendell and Tech are very, very tall, and it's like it was like ooh. And then Kristen didn't get a team, And very Survivor style, she was able to bank on which team she wanted to put her fate in. So she put her fate in the orange team, which was Wendell and Tekken them. And if they win, then she wins. If they lose, then she loses. So we see CJ says her strategy was to try to not do anything too intentional. She just left all the Bravo people over there. She just picked a bunch of random people over here, trying to be strategic about it. So, boom. The challenge is, it's another Bravo challenge. You got to be dramatic. So you have to flip a table over perfectly.
This one definitely stands to me, girl. This gives
gymnasium. You can't get no lower budget than this.
Like,
Field day
challenges. Like, what? Like, your teacher can set this up in the gym.
Literally. The next one, you have to wrap silverware and then throw it in a bucket. And then after that, you have to, like, throw a buoy around a buoy. What's a buoy? Is the buoy the thing flowing? Or is the buoy the buoy? Oh, bro, the life raft around the buoy in the pool, in the literal pool. Very simple challenge. We move, and then we see that Wendell and them team, the orange team, wins this challenge. And then Tayshia, CJ, Paola, Justin, Davon, and Joe are the losers of the challenge. So they're all the ones that are vulnerable, except CJ, because she's the GOAT. I like that part, that the GOAT can be on a team that loses, and then they're still safe, and then everyone else is vulnerable. I just really like that. You know, I don't know. Oh, they can't do teams. Oh, no. That would only matter if it's Final Four. Because I was going to say, if the GOAT is on a team, and then there's only one other person, they automatically go home. But that only matters if it's Final Four. Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully they're not doing a team at Final Four, because what the fuck?
Hopefully. So, back at the house, we see that Wendell and Reza have a discussion. And Wendell and Reza had a discussion last episode, too. And I'm noticing, like, they're really close. And then we see on this episode 3 that they are literally very, very close. So they have another discussion about it being either Tayshia or Joe for the vote. Tayshia and Joe are close. They have their little bachelor alliance. I guess everyone can see it. And Reza's like, I want it to be either one of them, and I prefer a girl. So you know what that means. Tayshia. And it's like, I think here the people were realizing the girls were all together and the guys were all together. It just wasn't like explicitly said, but it's very obvious that the boys are wanting to vote girls in these votes and the girls are.
They get so annoying. I hate when it becomes split by gender.
And it always does. Why does it do it every time? Like, damn, what in the fuck? So anyways, after this, we see Lauren, Paola and Kristen, they talk about how basically it has to be Joe. Because the only boys on the side are Justin and Joe, and we're not voting out Justin. Basically because he's gay. So they're like, fuck it. We're voting out Joe. And then that's just that on that. Then we see Tayshia.
Go power.
Hey.
Made mistakes before but I know I'm not perfect.
So, Tayshia and CJ, they talk. And this is when Tayshia reveals that
you going home. Damn it. This was crazy.
But no, literally, because okay, they're discussing how the vote should be Joe. And Tayshia's basically like, I really don't want to vote Joe, which I think is valid. I think it's valid. Like, you had a little alliance with him. So she says, I just need to tell Joe. And a part of me was like, oh, you're just going to tell, you're going to warn him.
Right.
He might be the vote.
No.
So she
tells him, well, all the girls have an alliance. And the vote is between you and, or Justin. Did she say him or Justin, right?
And she said,
you. Or did she say it's between us?
No. No. She said the vote is you. And he said, the only other name I heard was your name. He's the one who said it was our name, which is why a part of me liked Joe, at least in this moment, because he was like, oh, well, the only other vote I heard was you, so I might just have to vote you then, since you want to vote with your alliance.
It's such a weird conversation. Like, she was literally telling him, like, you're going home, I'm voting with my alliance, and I feel so bad about it, but it's okay. Yeah. It's like, girl, why did you think that was going to work? And this is why, like, I do sometimes hate that they cast these, reality people who know game, and these reality people who don't know game. Because you get situations like this, where it's like, Tayshia, girl, if you had watched any other competition reality show, you would have probably known that this was not the best idea. Like, I don't get how she thought he was going to take it well, that, girl, I'm going home, and you're sending me home with your all-girls alliance.
Like, girl.
It's just like, Tasia, baby. I thought she had so much promise. I did. I was so sad.
And she did, in a way. And then in a way, she didn't. What she should have done, if she was probably just ever play one of these type of games, she should have just made the vote Justin. She should have just been like, I know y'all don't want to vote Justin, but genuinely, he's closer to Reza, Wendell, Jason, Tech. He has all these just made something up to where they would feel more comfortable voting Justin. And I feel like it could have landed on him. Because they it wasn't like, we're definitely not voting Justin. It was more so like, I mean, it's Joe or Justin, and we like Justin better. She could have just made them vote Justin, but, you know, she's new to this. So she tells him literally everything. And then she goes and she talks to the Girls Alliance in the room, and it was minutes before the vote, apparently. And she's basically like, girl, tell me why. This is literally girl. How she's talking.
She was she's trying to like slide it in, like it's just normal girl talk.
She was like, girl, tell me why. I'm over there by the fireplace talking to Joe, and we talking about how he's the vote, and, you know, all of us are in the alliance, we gonna vote for him. And he got mad at me. I'm thinking, why are you mad? And they was like, hold on.
I can't believe that I was going to turn on the alliance to probably save you, and now I'm not even going to do that. And they're just like, wait, so you told him about the alliance? She's like,
I'm not going to lie to him.
I'm honest about it, you know?
And then Paola was like, I mean, but we're an alliance, so you should be honest with us, and you should have our back. So I'm confused. Like,
she could have been good if she just told Joe and kept it moving. Yeah. But it's the fact that you told Joe and then you come back them. And told Joe online.
Because
she set herself up.
She did. She's the reason she went home, because they were still voting Joe. They didn't even know she told him. That's the thing. She had told him earlier in the day, and then they didn't even know she told him by the time she was there in the room. She told him. So he had kept that, not that it was a secret, but it didn't get back to them that she snitched. She just snitched on herself. Girl, it could at least got back to him.
Like, girl, why you snitching yourself out?
Like, what in the hell? So we get to the vote, and we see that basically all the girls was like, we're just going to all vote her, Tayshia. So Everyone voted Tayshia except for three people. Yeah. So when they get back to the house, Paola and a lot of the girls are like, well, who the fuck lied? Because we knew CJ was voting. We knew CJ, and we knew Tayshia was voting Joe. So who was that third person who voted Joe? Because I don't understand.
And what a way to start Devon's episode. It's episode 3. This whole season got Devon's name written all over it. But episode 3, this is her bitch. This is her episode right here. She was the main character, man.
And it's funny. It was Devon. And it's funny because they was like, well, why would someone do that? And Reza was like, it's because they just want to cause chaos. And Devon literally had a diary room saying that's
what she wanted.
Exactly what she wanted to do. And she did, at least in this moment.
Honestly, I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck how she played. That's my mama.
No, like, honestly,
she's
that's
hilarious. She's so hilarious. I hope she stays.
That's what I had to realize with Devon, because I was literally, after episode 3, y'all, I was upset. I was having a bad day. Because that's my girl. You need to win.
That's my girl.
But I had to realize that with Devon, you need to just be down for the ride. And she's gonna take you anywhere.
But guess what? She's gonna make a show. She's gonna earn her check. She's gonna get the season renewed. The girls were not coming here to actually make this a show.
I promise y'all, we're only here for Devon.
Devon was here to make the show a household name.
We're only here for Devon.
Shout out to you, Devon.
Do y'all know?
We appreciate your services.
We covered a whole season of X on the Beach, and it's no shade to that show. But it was only because Devon was on.
It was only because of Devon.
The GOAT, I'm telling you, the GOAT produces Amazon Freebie and Amazon Prime and Jeff Bezos. Is that Amazon?
I don't know.
Whoever leads Amazon. We're only here for Devon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need to write that in your checkbook. But we're only here for Devon.
And that's like 90%. Also, I guess gotta be like 90% of the audience. I wouldn't literally if this was the exact same cast without Devon in it,
we wouldn't be here. Neither of us would be. We would be in bed. Thank you. So we slide into episode 3. And we see the first talk is Jill and Kristen. And they talk about how, you know, they love CJ. She's really cool. She's really cool. But she seems like kind of a smart girl. Like, I don't know. And this was foreshadowing. This was foreshadowed. They was like, she seems like a girl who's gonna do what she has to do, and da 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 da. And then we see later on. At the moment, I didn't know it was foreshadowing. I was like, why is this conversation happening, girl?
She's just gonna do the main characters. Like, I feel like, well, from these first three episodes, it feels like Reza, unfortunately, Wendell, Devon, Paula, CJ, and Alyssa Edwards. Those are like the main girls who I feel like are in the mix. I feel like Jill is definitely there. But she had a lot of like confessionals giving her opinion, but like in the game, I feel like those are the people stirring the pot.
I agree. And what I like about CJ is she's not from a where's she from? Fuckboy Island? Fuckboy Island. So she's not from a strategy show, but she's also she's one of the only people not from the strategy show being strategic. Literally the. If I have to say the people who are doing strategy, it's just Wendell, Devon, and CJ in the way that they're playing, honestly, they're lying. CJ lied to a whole group of girls. Devon's been lying, and Wendell hasn't been lying, but you know he's going to. Everyone else is playing kind of more honest, more straightforward. They're not going to backstab. We're all with our allies, all of that. And I like that CJ is like taking it a level further and actually causing things, because what she chose to do this episode is another reason why this season it has been good. If she didn't do it, it wouldn't be as dynamic. Like, it added a layer. It's like, ooh, like, what's next? What's next episode? So, this episode is the talent reality TV show episodes. So they're doing a bunch of talent things. So we get to the GOAT challenge, and it's that they all get a random talent or a random untalent that they have to perform, and the best performance wins. And everyone is rating each other. So they get numbers from 1 to 11, and you can only use the number once, and then the person who has the highest overall score wins the GOAT. Period. So they all get random ass talents, and then they all perform the talents. And then we see while they're performing, Devon, she has to do juggling. And she said, when I'm doing juggling, I'm also going to just put on an acting show because I actually don't know how to juggle. So I'm going to put on this show. So she put on this performance. Paola's like hunting her or something, and she's like,
I'll do it.
And neither did the audience, really. And
we mind you, she was juggling with two balls.
Literally. But it was a show. It was entertaining. And but so I started getting
also, this also showed, like, I feel like her social game at this moment. Yes. Because I think they were giving her high scores because of the show, but also they liked her. Like, they wanted her to be in power. So she, you know, was in the lead basically from the beginning to the, all the way to the win.
Yep, very much so. So she was in the lead in another, when Justin went, he got a lot of high scores, and Devon gave him a 1. And she basically said, I'm giving him a 1 because I don't want him to win. She was like, sorry, baby. And then same thing with Reza. Reza got a lot of high scores, and she gave him a 2 because she wanted to even the scores out to where she could win the GOAT. And she did. And we see they have diary rooms basically saying, she's clearly playing, you know, to get the outcome that she wants. And they were very upset about it. And it's like, Of course, she
wasn't
playing.
Even fake cry in the dining room. It's like, girl, get a life. But definitely, I think this goes into what we were just saying earlier. Like, you have to kind of play at the level, or at least, you know, be perceived at the level that the people that you're playing with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, on my rewatch of episode 3, I saw, like, before going into it, the feel of it was, we're not taking it serious, you know, we're just having fun. And by Devon doing that, she turned it serious. I don't think it's an issue that Devon was fighting hard to become the GOAT. I feel like that's all of their goal. They all should be trying to do that. And that is unfortunate that she's playing with people who don't understand strategy in that way. Because I don't think that they should be mad at her for it. Like, even if you're not doing it, you can't be mad at someone else for doing it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I do think that's kind of on Devon, because she's being perceived like that by so many people and it becomes an issue later on. It's on her to manage her threat level in a way to not come off as threatening and like that. Because she didn't need to become a girl. Girl, everyone loves you.
I was just going to say, my issue with it is it wasn't necessary. Like, I understand if it's like she was going to get the votes and the only way for her to not go home is if she was the GOAT. And it wasn't that scenario. Like, she just wanted to be the GOAT. So she decided to play.
That's the one they want to play. And I respect it super hard. She, when she's in power, even going back to her All-Star, I mean, her Big Brother seasons, she wants to be involved. She does not just want to be in the alliance. She wants to create the alliance and dictate who's going home and these things like that. And like I said, I think she gets so caught up, just tunnel vision on the game, that she does ignore the social connections. Because at the end of the day, every game has a social aspect. I think every, like, this is a social strategic game, just like Solara and Big Brother, it just has different rules. So what you have to do is maintain those relationships. And I just think she was just so focused on the goal here that she was not able to do that. But I also think, you know, it's still stupid for them to get so mad about it. Like, it's like, girl, well, somebody has to be the GOAT. Like, let it be me.
Because they got so mad that Justin, back at the house. I saw that.
This is our first HOH. Damn.
Period. Back at the house, Justin, your best friend Lee, was talking to Lauren and CJ. Your best friend.
Alyssa.
Oh, my bad. Was talking to Lauren and CJ basically about what Davon was doing. And it wasn't, he had other examples because it was the challenge, but he was also like, and also when I'm talking to her, it's like, we haven't even really had a real conversation because she's just like, I got you, we good. You're not against me, I'm not against you, we good. And he was basically like, he's like, that bothers him because he feels like it should be more to it and it shouldn't just be that all the time and da-da-da-da-da. Whole time, Davon is hearing what he's saying.
Her every single fucking word.
Every single this word.
Interaction, because she goes upstairs and he's like, oh, well, Davon, I mean, we were just speaking about you. and this is where it gets annoying too, because it is a difference. Like I said, I do think that Davon is definitely playing hard. And I feel like if she was in a cast with more gamers, I feel like the complaint would be how she's playing, which is kind of what the complaint she got in Big Brother. It's how she's going about playing. Whereas they're complaining about her just playing.
Yeah,
like, they're only thinking game. It's a game. It's supposed to be strategy and alliances and lying and backstabbing. Yeah. So that's annoying because it's like you're putting her in this box of what she can do as a player. And it's like we just mentioned, like last episode when CJ was the GOAT, you were playing the game as well when you went up to her to secure your safety in the way. You wanted to be protected by her. It's just in different levels of understanding it. And like I said, it's just like, don't sign up for these shows if you're not going to want to build alliances. You're not going to want to get lied to. It's like, what do y'all think is going to happen? This isn't Drag Race, Justin, okay? It's not all glitter and makeup and nails and we're just getting judged by rules. Like, no, I need people to read the rules and start paying attention. And I think that's what pisses me off, though, because it's like, while I do think Davon was doing a lot, it's like the way they react to her, it's just like, y'all doing a lot. Like, I was like, I wouldn't give a damn. Like, it just seems like people become so, especially in this situation, they become so angry with her for literally doing what she was hired to do, which was play the game. So if they were not going to be down to do that, then they should have came, point blank in the period. But basically, in this conversation, the other two girls, they leave, and Justin have a conversation with Davon, and he's just like, it's all game. It's all game. There's nothing else. And Davon is just like, okay. And he's like, that's it. No. That's what I'm talking about. This is what I mean. Like, you don't want to have any other conversation. There's nothing else going on. And it's getting kind of heated or whatnot. Davon is getting over it. And she's just like, it is a game. Like, what else do you expect me to do? And at this point, Justin is just not having it. And this is why I was just like, girl, you need to get out my mama's face. I don't know why he is trying to buck up at my mama, but he needs to go sit down somewhere, girl, and hang on Davon. Davon, like, she's always going to give a show because Davon's talking about some she's going to quit. I'm like, Davon, girl, you know damn well you ain't motherfucking quitting. You need to go sit the fuck down somewhere. And she comes to him and she's like, yeah, I'm going to quit. And he's just like, I'm not investing any more time into you. So that was... I didn't like it at all. And that's why by the end of this episode, I was done with Miss Justin and I was done with Miss Reza, because she goes to Reza as well as like a like for him to like try to like reason with her. Like, she's telling Reza, like, how can I be in this game if the other people in the game are not going to play it? And Reza was basically just playing in her face, because we find out on Twitter that he don't like her at all. But it's just like, it feels like there's nowhere for her to turn. And it's unfortunate for me, because I'm watching the episode and I'm thinking someone like Wendell is going to have her back, but he don't even have her back. I'm just like, it's so annoying, because like, I think she's expecting these allies, like I said earlier, to kind of stand by her in moments like this, and they never did.
Mm-hmm.
Child. So, Justin, he actually talks to Devon about it. They have a little argument. Oh, okay, boom. After this, Devon has a plan. The next day, we get to her and her plan to throw the competition and take Justin out of the game, which is like, the concept is good, but this is the other thing with Devon, because I feel like with Devon, it's like some things I feel like you should assess if it's going to work. And I feel like approaching this to someone who doesn't play these type of games might cause a little issue, because like, you know, these people don't really play these games like this, and you're coming to them with this kind of like OP kind of strategy and expecting them to also do something. Because she talks to Paola, she pulls Paola aside, and she's basically like, hey girl, we both need to, you know, work with each other, and I need you to work with me, and I need you to trust me, and you're my girl, I need you to throw this challenge. And Paola has a diary room, and she says, I'm going to do it, but also I feel like I have no choice. Mm-hmm. And I think that's Devon's issue. She's not really thinking, I feel, in the other person's perspective all the time. And I feel like that happens a lot with when it comes to these games. So anyways.
Because also, like, you could also kind of see, I feel like, Paola's body language that conversation gave, like, she doesn't really feel down with this. And this is another example of just, like, I don't think Devon needs to go that extra mile to try and game the system. Like, this was her, like, we're going to throw it, and I can decide who I want to go in. It's just, like, it leaves so much vulnerability. And when you are able to, because let's think about Devon, she's able to rally people. She's able to build a group and get people under her. But what sucks is that when you lead them to a charge like this, and then it doesn't go through the way it's supposed to, they feel like they can't trust you anymore. You led me to slaughter. Why would I believe anything you say now? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's so unfortunate what ends up happening.
I agree. So Paola agrees to do it. She decides, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it anyways. This is my girl. I'm going to do it for her. Boom. We get to the elimination challenge, and Devon enacts the plan. She picks the exact team she wanted. She wanted Lauren on the team, but she wasn't going to tell her the plan. And then she wanted Paola, Jill on the team. And then she wanted CJ and Justin so that Justin could end up be voting out after they throw it. So they end up playing. They play the challenge. And the challenge is you have to, like, spin around on a pole. After you spin around on the pole, you have to go through this obstacle course. And the team who can make it across the obstacle course, strike a pose pass, wins. They all play. Of course, Devon's team throws it. And the whole time, Devon's getting clocked that she's throwing it.
Girl, the first person to clock her was CJ. I'm like, girl, not CJ.
That's what I said. CJ is smart. CJ is one of the smarter people in the house because CJ clocks. Lauren is also like, you usually get mad. Or CJ was like, you usually get upset, or you're like very, you know, she's active when it comes to these challenges. And in this challenge, she was just, oh, it's okay. It's fine. It's like, Devon, I thought you was an actor. And it's no shade, but it's like, girl. And then when she was like wobbling, Lauren was like, I see that you're not running. You're literally just wobbling. Like, what's
she said? She said, I'm from Love is Blind, but clearly Devon thinks I'm lying.
Yeah.
We see you not running, because Devon, she up here falling, crawling through the obstacle course. Girl. Devon, get up.
Please. And then the producers gag. Why did they do that? Because the producers ask her, do you think that they botched your performance? And she says, yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
She should have blocked it right there. Girl, no.
Like, what? So, we go back to the house.
That's me infer that when they got to the house, everybody was talking about how she did that challenge.
Yeah, literally. So, they go back to the house, and Devon talks to Wendell. And that's her, you know, her ally, supposed to be.
Is it?
Supposed to be. So, at first, it's Wendell, Reza, and Joe all in the conversation. And she's like, she wants to vote Justin. And Reza's like, well, I mean, there's kind of an alliance with the gays and Wendell. So, Justin, Jason, Reza, Wendell, they're all kind of in the group. And then, of course, the boys are really all just working together. And then we see Wendell have a diary room. He says, I don't really want Justin to go because he's more on my side. So my goal is to get Day to convince Day to agree with that. So he pulls Day to the side and he's like, look, girl. Like, please, you can't convince Day. The first two sentences was a no-go.
I feel like it's also annoying though, because it's like, I definitely don't expect them to stay loyal to each other. They really, I don't know how much they know each other, but I've never seen them canoodle with each other before this series. But it's just like, I don't understand the point of like making this agreement that needs to be unspoken. But it's like, as soon as the first issue arises, like, it seems like neither one of them are actually willing to work with each other. But it's just like, with Wendell specifically, it's like, he tries to manipulate her, and then it doesn't work, and he's just like, well, I'm just going to rally the votes against her. It's just like, I'm like, Wendell specifically, it would be good to have somebody on his side, because it's like, okay, you're working with all the gays. They have a this kind of like gay connection. You know, Reza and Justin seem really close, and they're bonded with Jason. It's like, they can easily be like, well, LGBT link up. You can go. I just feel like Davon was kind of a number for him. These people don't like Davon. That's good for him. So it's like, I feel like he should have been the one that was basically spearheading this entire flip, or at least should have just let her know. I don't know. It's like the fully blind side of her. I just didn't see the point. But it feels like the entire house at this point have kind of turned on her, minus the girls that are under her. So it feels like he kind of just went with that.
Yeah. And the issue is that, like, on the flip side with Davon, I feel like Wendell does, I feel like, need her as an ally. And she also needs Wendell as an ally in a way as well. And I feel like what Wendell was at least claiming he was trying to do was compromise or try to continue the relationship in a way so that they can keep moving forward. And Davon had the diary room. She was like, well, he just wants somebody who to run him.
Yeah, that's what you
said. Run. But the issue is, Davon always thinks this, and it always messes her up, I feel, because even if someone does want to do that, you can still work with them. And I feel like it's vice versa, basically. Wendell should still be trying to work with Davon, and Davon should also still be trying to work with Wendell. And I think Davon is consistently saying now, Wendell, you're going to go. But we haven't seen a diary room of Wendell saying Davon's going next, because I think Wendell thinks he's still going to try to work with Davon. He just
but the issue is that you can't make a move like this and expect to still work with Davon. Like, he realizes that by making his move, she's at the bottom of the house. So
that's true.
He was not
But when it comes to the gameplay, you have to try to still work with people, whether they make a move against you or not. And with Davon, it's like, she said he has to go now. And it's like, of all the people in the game, Wendell has to go? Justin's still in the game.
Yeah.
Do you even
talk to him? I definitely get it. I think she's just mainly saying that, like, in general. I don't think that means she's going to, like, focus on Wendell.
I think she is going to focus on Wendell. She said it three times. And that is
the issue. That is true.
I hope she does.
I mean, because the way, but I think it's like, this was against her in a way. I also feel like it's not a problem for her to try to target him. I don't think it's going to work because of the position she's in. But like, when I'm thinking about it, like, her targeting Justin and not wanting to waver on that, that doesn't really affect Wendell too bad. Like, he has several other connections within the game. This girl's alliance, while it would still be there, is kind of shaky. Whereas him fully going against the plan that she wanted to get out Justin, creating this entire group, flipping a number on her to make it happen, it does put her in the bottom. Like, he full on trashed her game.
But it was more of a defensive move.
So I can see why she would want to target him. And it's not defensive because she was not attacking him. At the end of the day, she was going after Justin. And if they were working together, then him going after Justin, it does not directly affect him. Like, if she took out Justin this round, he is not at the bottom of the house at all. She is now at the bottom of the house with no power. And even if he wanted to work with her, it's not going to be up to him if someone else gets in power and wants her gone, is what I'm saying. It's like, it's very clear that after this move, he had no intention of really working with her any longer.
Yeah, but the issue is, the reason I feel like it's defensive is because Wendell literally said, Justin is my ally. I can't let my ally go home. She's literally going after one of his allies.
Because one of his closest allies that's the conversation that they have. I think it's in the preview. He goes to apologize to her, and he's like, "I was protecting my people." She's like, "Am I not one of your people?" And that's the thing. It's like, it's not that I'm coming after your ally. I'm coming after someone that does not like me in this game, that wants me out, that happens to be your ally.
Exactly. He happens to be my ally, so I gotta save him. Y'all both my ally.
But Davon didn't know that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, Davon is a different perspective, okay.
But he explained it to her. He said, Justin's my ally.
I get what you're saying. You don't have to explain Wendell's point of view. I understand Wendell's point of view. It seems like you don't get Davon's point of view.
I genuinely kind of don't. I feel like she should be understanding that he wouldn't want his ally to go home. Watching me.
And he should be understanding that she would want
to. He is. I think Wendell still wants to work with Davon.
I think he's not going to work with Davon. You cannot have your kid.
He just has an indicate. He has to say I want Davon out.
It too. You can't.
He hasn't said he wants Davon out. That's what I'm saying.
Actions speak way louder than words.
But I don't think he wants Davon out of the game.
The thing, it doesn't matter if he wants Davon out. The move he made.
But that's what I'm talking about. I'm saying
the move he made sets it up for her to go home. It doesn't matter if he is still loyal to her. You're still setting her up to go home. She's gonna go home.
I understand that, but I don't think Wendell. If the game just moved accordingly, and there came a point where Davon was going to go home over all of these other people he has no relationships, I think Wendell would want to defend her.
I don't think he would.
Even in this,
I don't think he would because of how quick he slipped on her here. If that was the case, and that's what I'm saying. I don't believe Wendell had that much loyalty to Davon in the first place, which is the main problem. And that's why this move was so easy. You mean to tell me you're choosing Justin from Drag Race and the gays over a bitch that you know is from CBS? Like, I don't think that he was that loyal to her, which is why this decision was so easy. I'm saying, and that's what I think this is Davon's point. I think this is Wendell's point, too. I think this is my point, too, is that if you are loyal to me, we had this conversation. I'm sure Davon sees it as something serious because she loves working with the Brown. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I'm the one in power right now. Okay, this is something that I want. It's like, you know, I feel like he completely undermined her in the situation. And I'm not blaming him for that. You know, if he wanted to keep his ally, that's all great and dandy. It was a great counter move against her. But what I'm saying is he did trash her game completely. So if she does want him out of everyone here, it's not the worst thing, only because I do not think Wendell's going to look out for her like that. Especially because, and think about it, and this is based off what we've seen in these games several times before. Mm-hmm. Like, these men, they don't put their game on the line for these women like that, especially the black women. It's no shade. I don't think that conversation is necessary here. I think they are playing a game, which is why I'm not going to get into it. But at the end of the day, he clearly was not looking out for Davon in that way, because if he was, he wouldn't have made this move. Because even if he wants to, quote, unquote, protect her, Justin hates her. The ally that he did this to protect hates her and is going to want her out. So you cannot say that I'm trying to protect you when the person that you did this to save literally wants me out.
And that's I just feel like in the future, if him and Davon were able to, the reason he's going to apologize to Davon is because he's trying to keep the bond with her because he values her over a lot of other people in the game.
I don't think he valued her, he wouldn't have did this move.
But that's the thing. You can have multiple allies on multiple sides of the game and both value both.
Exactly. That's what he's trying to do, but he does not value her.
I think he valued her game and he valued Justin as a game. I genuinely think a part of it was also, I would prefer Davon stay longer than Paola, who I don't know. And I don't think Davon's on that type
that basically makes it the next target.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying. I just also feel like Wendell's trying to do both. He's trying to have his cake and eat it. He is. Trying to have his cake and eat it. I genuinely think he does.
It was smart for many reasons. It was definitely smart for many reasons.
I just think he does want Davon over Paola. You can't say
that Davon shouldn't want to target Wendell after this. Like, she definitely should want to target Wendell.
I don't think she should want to target Wendell next. Justin is still in the game.
Protect
who you
Wendell.
Did all of this over. Like, I don't think about Wendell.
The person who set all of this up, Justin wouldn't be able to do this on his own.
But I just feel like that's a reactive decision.
Regardless, Davon is not winning this game. She can target whoever she wants to target at this point.
Well, dang.
That's my main point I'm making, too. Like, I'm not thinking about, the move that's going to help her get to the end. She can target who she wants. If she takes that Wendell down with her, I'm fine with that.
Because that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking more so when it comes to the strategy of trying to win the game. Usually, even if your ally undermines you in this way, they were your ally. There's a potential to rebuild a relationship with Wendell. You're not going to build a relationship with Justin. So her targeting Wendell next is like, dang, Davon, you could probably pretend to work with him 2-3 more rounds when you can just take Justin out next round or something like that. And I feel like she's going to immediately retaliate. And that's what she does a lot in the game. And it's like, that doesn't always work because all the time you don't need to immediately retaliate. You have to wait and get your moment. Because are you even going to hit when you try to take out?
The main point of the conversation is the Davon Wendell relationship. And at the end of the day, you can't do that and then expect to still maintain a relationship with her. Like, that's just not.
And I get that.
Clearly a move directly against her.
And I get that. And I don't think Davon should take Wendell out.
And that's another thing, too. I don't understand why he didn't even. Like, if he was going to make the move, he should have just told her, well, this person's going home before. Like, you know, she went into it totally blind and blindsided. And it's like,
if y'all have. He did tell her. I'm going to try to save Justin.
No, he said we're going to vote, we're going to vote, and then
exactly, indicating we're going to vote, we're going to vote. I'm going to try to
save Justin. But like, he knew fully that he was planning on flipping the vote to Blindside.
That's what he told her. I'm planning to.
No. He didn't say I'm going. It's a difference between what he said and I'm going to blindside you. There's a big difference.
Yeah, he didn't have to blindside her. He didn't have to not tell her about it. But I think in his mind, he's like, I did tell her I'm going to try to save Justin. She should have knew.
That was in his mind. He wouldn't have apologized. He know he needs to apologize because he know he fucked up.
But also, on the flip side, he literally said, I'm going to try to save Justin. He did say that. So it's like, I don't understand. Like, it's not the same as a full blindside. Full blindside would be not even letting her know you're going to try to do it. He said, I'm going to try to save Justin. And that was just that on that. She did get blindsided, but he did tell her he was going to try to save her.
He said that our people are going to vote the way we vote. And she was like, well, I'm fine. That's a difference between I'm full on blindsiding you. And you're not.
I understand, but even then,
he knew that she thought she had the votes, and he knew that.
That's
she
the problem. I agree.
And all I'm saying is, if he was trying to maintain some sort of relationship with her, then he could have went about this differently.
He could.
And we can't. I'm not going to sit up here and drag her for wanting to target him after this, because girl,
I'm not dragging her. I just want her to win, and that's not. I don't think that's going to get her the win. That's the type of time I'm on. I want Davon to win. So it's like, girl, get out Justin. Please. But we move. Because Wendell's apologizing. Justin ain't apologizing about shit. And he was yelling in your fucking face. So if you try to take out Wendell,
she almost got him out successfully. If Wendell didn't do what he did.
But that's the thing. You can't be reactive. You have to think strategically. Justin don't even like your ass.
Wendell's pretending. How's she gonna get Justin out if Wendell protected him?
How's she gonna get Wendell out if he was able to flip the vote on her?
I don't know. We're gonna see.
Exactly. She shouldn't even
imagine. That ain't what
I'm at. But no, I'm rooting for her. So after they had this little debate on what they were gonna do, Wendell went to work and he basically went to CJ and he said, How would you feel if we could try to save Justin this round, but we would have to vote Lauren? CJ's like, dang, I kind of don't want to do it. Because me and Lauren have our trifecta. And then we kind of leave on that note of her not being sure, but she kind of doesn't want to do it. When we get to nominations, we see that she did flip and she voted with the rest of the boys and she saved Justin. Kind of makes sense. Her and Justin have like a particular relationship. Her and Lauren were just in like alliance together. So Justin stays. Lauren goes home. Davon's blindsided. And then Lauren calls out Davon at this meeting, which is another indication of why, like, how you were saying, it seems like everyone probably was whispering about her, because that's the only thing that makes this make sense. Because Lauren calls Davon out like she was the one who snaked her and took her out. Now, I will say, technically, Davon did say, I'm not going to tell Lauren shit about the plan and we're going to throw it because I don't trust her. So I can see why maybe Lauren maybe have gotten that, because Davon literally actually doesn't trust Lauren and she did throw the competition knowing she wasn't on it. So maybe Lauren felt that part. Like, she felt, okay, Davon don't trust
me. But my thing is, like, girl,
but it was clearly not Davon.
It was clearly CJ.
And that's what everyone was saying.
Davon was confused. I was like, baby, it was CJ. She was like, oh, whoever it is.
Kristen said it too. Kristen was like, it was CJ and the boys. Wasn't it CJ and the boys? But it was very clear who it was. I think Lauren just had it.
Why CJ didn't give a fuck? She sat there quiet as fuck.
Indeed. So after that,
I really don't know how I like this move for CJ either. Because I'm just like, girl, you like, I get it. Like, these girls' lines really don't work out. But now you're just in the lines with a bunch of men.
Which
now
also
don't really work out either.
And also, like, now the girls are a little bit upset with you. We'll get to it. I like the thinking. I like the fact that she's trying to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Because I'm like, this just shows, like, someone like Justin is clearly be well protected in the game. I would not, like, Lauren has no allies that are going to rob her. I would just get Lauren and get pushed. But I will say with CJ, it's like personal connection. It depends on where she takes it with it. And that's what I'm saying, like, I would like to see these people play just a little bit harder, kind of like on Davon's timing, because it's like, okay, if you're going to keep Justin in an alliance, you need to make with Justin. Not just the guys' alliance, your own group with the people that you want to work with and things like that. But I definitely expect it to get...
Like, it should have been a final two. Like, even when they had their conversation the first time, That should have been a locked final too. Which I feel like it might just be unspoken, but it needs to be something. Speak it. Because I think that's why she chose it, because I think they're basically really rocking with each other, but girl, still. So Justin calls out Davon being weird. And he was like, why would you throw a challenge? And Davon was like, do you not realize that we're playing the game? And then Justin was like, you know what? I'll stay. No, I'll go. Lauren can stay. Da da da. Being it was so dramatic.
Especially the way he was like, oh, I don't need this. My life is very okay.
Yes, he was being condescending.
And why did you come? Clearly, your life is no different from anyone else's here because you had to sign up for the same contract everyone else did to get probably less money. No shade, because I mean, I ain't know him like that. stop. But it's just like, if you want to leave somebody, like, you understand, you need to understand that it is a game. It's not going to go the way you want it to go. But that's why I don't realize it's just so annoying, because it's like, like I said, it's so annoying from Davon's perspective, I feel like, because it's like, well, this is directly caused for Wendell. And this is a man that is fully against me. So it's like, even if you call yourself trying to work with me, you can't be trying to work with me, because if you're protecting someone that's against me, how that's going to work?
So Justin's like, Lauren can go out being just kind of, it really, what it is he's being condescending, because he's, Davon's talking about playing the game and he's trying to say, it doesn't even have to be that serious. If you just want to play this game so bad, I'll just go home. If y'all going to play it. And it's like, you're not better than everybody else because you're not playing the game. Like, that doesn't make you better than them. And that's how he's acting. And
it makes you dumb.
But anyway, Kristen was like, we love you. You should stay. And Justin was like, you don't love anything but the bot.
And like, it's just like, and that's the thing, Davon is all about game. She's such a terrible person. She's Quadzilla. She's gutter. But you bring up her being an alcoholic randomly?
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're very weird. Davon's the weirdo.
Like, that was so unnecessary.
It was weird. And I wish he would have took his ass home.
He actually should have just left.
He goes in the room. He keeps claiming he wants to go home, blah, 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 blah. He tries to go in the room when Kristen leaves, and she's upset about it. She's like, please get out of here. Like, you're weird. Why would you say some shit like that? Take your ass home. Fucking weirdo. But anyways, after that, Paola is pissed at CJ. She's like, CJ, that little fucking bitch. Like, you a sellout, and you not working with us, and why would you turn on us, and da-da-da-da. And Kristen was like, She was like, you better go up there and sleep with the boys. She want to vote with the boys. And they was on her ass.
They already being messy. They ain't talking about some girl power.
Like, girl. So the boys all take CJ up to the room, and they're all in the room, and Justin's in the room too. And this is why I like CJ. This really, really gets me, because Justin's like, he's leaving. And CJ was like, you better not fucking leave. I just shot myself in the foot saving your ass. I need you here. If you leave, that's a motherfucking problem. And she's basically like, convincing him, you can't leave because I just made this move. And that tells me the type of time she's on. She don't give a fuck about what he cares about. She's trying to win this game. So she said, you need to leave because I just made this move. And then she had her diary room and she says, look, the reason I did this is because otherwise Davon would have ran this game. And I needed to do that to weaken her. And I needed to do it to weaken her. And I love that she's thinking on that type of time. I'm not sure that it was the right decision. But she doesn't play these type of games, and for her to be someone who doesn't play these type of games and decide that, I was like, okay, you're at least you're thinking. You're thinking something. So I hope she continues to think and doesn't just ride with Wendell to the end of the game and think that's any better than riding with
Wendell. I really don't like this line. So Wendell and the game lines need to go down. I don't know how.
Right now.
But if Davon leaves and Wendell, Reza, Justin, and CJ are just running the game.
If Davon leaves, CJ better win, because you made this move claiming you wanted to win the game and you need to do Davon. If CJ wins because of this, I'll give her motherfucking tens because she ate it up. But if she sits there and sucks their dick and just rides with them to the end the whole time, that's going to piss me the fuck off. That's going to piss me the fuck off. So, CJ girl, you better lip sync for your life. Don't play. Please 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 don't play. Because you turned on the queen and you don't win the game. That would piss me off. So I'm expecting CJ to win since she want to make moves, since she want to be a player. But we'll see, girl. Either way, otherwise, it was a great three episodes. I do like that she did it. CJ did that at the end of the day because it causes more more gameplay rather
or will
than
it just be stagnant.
Wendell and
Davon. Davon and Power, we would have had an entertaining ass season. Now it's gonna get real motherfucking boring if my bitch go home. So they better control it. They better control it.
She said she winning every GOAT challenge after this.
Better.
Period. Child, but we'll see how this goes. It's going good so far. I love the entertainment. I need Davon to control it, Queen. But we'll see. Keep an eye out for Selena. And we'll be back every week, every Friday to go live to cover the next episodes of The GOAT. We'll be covering the full season. We're also getting into a lot of new shows. We're going to be covering RuPaul's Drag Race starting next week. So we'll get into that. We're also going to be doing... we're also finishing The Amazing Race and Survivor, and then we'll be covering Total Drama Island coming up soon, and our Big Brother Rewind, where we start coverage of older seasons of Big Brother. We're on season 3 of Big Brother. We will be covering it very, very soon. So check out our Big Brother 3 coverages when it starts, and go check out Big Brother 2 coverage, which we already did, and it's on our channel right now. Make sure you subscribe to us everywhere. Follow us at T-Reality Kingdom, and thank you for keeping it real with the kingdom, bitch. We out. Bye. Mwah.